Here we're learning Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are at E Bayilahu, which is about 10 lines into the page. So the Mishnah had said that prior to the special holidays of the Avodah Kechavim, for 3 days, it's asur to do business with them. So ask the Gemara E Bayilahu, Shlosh Yamim, Hein V'idayin, Odilma, Hein Belo Idayin. How do you count these 3 days? Do the 3 days include the holiday itself, or is it 3 days prior to the holiday, not including the day of the holiday? So says Gemara Toshma, let's bring a raya. We're going to bring several. So let's bring the first raya is from what it says in the Mishnah later on, that Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shlosha Lifnehem Ushlosha La'achareihen, that it's usher to do business with them the 3 days prior to the holiday, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, even the 3 days following the holiday. Usher, it's usher to do business for all that time. Well, Isal Kadaitachain V'idehen, if you assume that the 3 days that we're talking about include the Yom Ayid itself, then Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Idein Chashuv L'Mikar V'Chashuv L'Besof, then Rabbi Shmuel is counting the holiday twice, because by saying 3 days before, he means the 2 days before and the holiday itself, and when he says 3 days after, he means the 2 days after on the holiday itself. So why would he count the holiday twice? So it must be that it's that when we say 3 days before, it means not including the holiday itself. So says Gemara, nah, he is counting the holiday twice. I did Tanu Shlosh L'Vneim, Tanu Nami Shlosh L'Achreim, since he uses the number 3 to describe the 3 days before, because that's what the Tanakhama used, so he uses the number 3 to describe the days after, even though it's in fact only 2 additional days after. Tashma says, Gemara, I'll bring you another raya though. Damarav Techlifa Barav Dimi Yom Shmuel. Yom Rishon, every Sunday, L'Divra Rabbi Shmuel, Li Olam Asr. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it will always be Asr to do, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it says 3 days before and 3 days after. If Yom Rishon is a Yom Ayid for the Ovdik Chavim, then you will never be allowed to do business with Ovdei Chavim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because you have 3 days before Sunday, 3 days after Sunday, so that's going to be the entire week, and Sunday itself, obviously. But v'isal kadaitachein v'idehen, but if you hold that 3 days before just means 2 days before, 3 days after just means 2 days after, then ha'ikar b'avachamishu d'shari, that would still leave Wednesday and Thursday as days that you can do business with them, because the 2 days before Sunday are Friday and Shabbos, and the 2 days after Sunday are Monday and Tuesday, so that would leave you with Wednesday and Thursday. So it seems clear then that 3 days before means 3 full days, not including the holiday itself. So it says Gemara, Ali b'Rabbi Shmuel lo kami b'yulan dehein below idehen, that in reality, of course, when Rabbi Yishmael says 3 days, he means 3 days in addition to the holiday itself. The whole Shaila is according to the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan mean when they say 3 days before? Rabbi Shmuel, we know what he means. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Tashma, I'll bring you a third Raya. Ve'eluhain, the Mishnah is going to say on Daf Ches, that the Ve'eluhain Yidayin Shalov Dechavim, the following are the holidays of Avdei Chavim, Kalanda, Satronia, Ukratesim, V'Amar Avchan Barava, Kalanda, Shmona Yamim Achar Tkufa. Kalanda, it lasts for the 8 days following Tkufas Teves. Satronia is Shmona Yamim Lifnei Tkufa, is the 8 days prior to Tkufas Teves. V'Simanach, and the Simon, that you shouldn't make a mistake and think Kalanda is before Satronia, and so that is Achor V'Kedem Tzoratani, that we mention the first, that which is Kedem, and then that which is Achor. So just like the Pasuk flips around the order and mentions Achor before that which is Kedem, so too our Mishnah switches around the order and mentions first Kalanda, even though it comes later, and then Satronia, which comes earlier. So that's why that Pasuk is a remez, because you see, sometimes we flip the order when we mention things from the way they really are. But v'yisal kadaita chein v'idehen, but if you hold that it's hein, that the 3 days are hein v'idehen, that the 3 days include the Yom Ayid as well, Asarahavu, then really it's 10 days that are Asr, because the Ayid itself is itself 8 days, and then you have the two more additional days. So why does it say that there are 3 days that are Asr? If it counts the holiday itself, it's not 3 days. It would be 10 days, because the holiday itself is 8 days plus the two additional. So it must be that when we say 3 days, we mean three additional days other than however long the holiday is. So it says Gemara, no, Tana Kule Kalanda Chad Yoma Hu Chashiv Lei. The Tana counts the entire 8 day holiday of Kalanda as if it were 1 day. So we could still call it 3 days, because the 8 days of Kalanda counts as 1 day, and then two additional days. So Amravashi, Tashma Ravashi says, I'll respond, I will answer this suffix of whether it's Hain Vi Idehen or Hain Below Idehen. Lifnei Idehen Shlovde Chavim Shlosha Yamim, 3 days prior to the holidays of Ovde Chavim, you're not allowed to do business with them. Vi Salkadaita Hain Vi Idehen, if you assume that this includes the holiday itself, listening, it should have said that for not lifnei idein, but idein itself, for 3 days you're not allowed to do business with them, and that would imply that it's for 3 days including the holiday. From the fact that the Tana says lifnei idein, it sounds like there's 3 days of Isser prior to the onset of the holiday. And if you'll say, no, the reason it uses the term lefnei is not to teach me that it's 3 days not including the holiday, it's just to teach me that there are no days following the holiday against Rabbi Yishmael. So then, listening, idam shalav dechavim shalosh yamim lefnehem. You could have used the word lefnei after, at the end of the phrase. You could have said that the idam shalav dechavim is 3 days lifnehem, that start from before, and that would have taught the idea that it's not after. El shmamina, hein below idehen shmamina. So we see from there is that it's hein below idehen. When we say 3 days, it means that 3 days not including the holiday itself, and that taka is a good raya. So Gemara brings four rayas. So this will be the main point over here. The Gemara brings four rayas about whether the 3 days include the holiday or do not include the holiday. At first, we say that it's pashut according to Rabbi Shmuel that it does not include the holiday. That according to Rabbi Shmuel it does not include the holiday, right? And then Lamaskana, we say that even according to the Rabbanan, it also does not include the holiday. Now the Gemara is going to raise a suffix about why it is that you're not allowed to do business with the Ovdei Chavim during this time period. So you buy Elohu. Mishum Harvacha? Is the reason for the Isser to do business with them because the Ovid Chavim is going to do well in business, and therefore he will go and he will give Hoda'a to the Avodah Zarah, and that would be a violation, the way Rashi explains, that would be a violation of, for the Jew, of V'Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishama Alpicha, that you're causing him to call out to his Avodah Zarah, so you're violating that Isser. Or is it no, that when you sell him Behema, he's going to go bring it as a Karban on his Avodah Zarah holiday, and he's going to be in violation of one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So you have been Machshil him in an Isser. It's a violation of Lifneiver, Lo Sitin Michshol. So says my Nafkamina, what's the difference between the two reasons? The isle behema lididei. What if the Ovid Chavim already has an animal? Iam mishum harvacha. If it's about the fact that you're going to cause him to go be moda to zavod zara, hakom arvuchle. Well, he's still going to make money on the deal, and he's going to go be moda to zavod zara. Iam mishum lifnei lisit michshal ha isle lididei. But if the issue is one of lifnei iver is only violated when he could not do the isser without you. But if he has another animal with which to do the Isser, you didn't really violate Lifnei Iver. So says Marvachi Islei, Lo Avar Mishum Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol. Are you sure that that's true, that if he has another animal, it's not a violation of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol? Va Tanya, but don't we learn in a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Nassim, Minayin Shalo Yoshit Adam Kos Shal Yayin L'Nazir. How do I know that a person should not extend a cup of wine to a Nazir? Ve Ever Menachai L'Bnei Noach, nor should one extend Ever Menachai to a guy who's not allowed to eat Ever Menachai, because the pasuk says, "V'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol," that it's a violation of lifnei iver If you don't give him the wine, if you don't give the chavim the Eivor Menachai, he can just take it himself. So you're not enabling the Isser, and nevertheless, for cover Mishum Lifnei Iver L'sithin Michshal. Apparently, it's still a violation of Lifnei Iver. So it says, Mara Hachamei Askinan. Now, the Brisa is talking about when the Brisa says you're not allowed to give a Nazir wine, you're not allowed to give an Ovid Chavim Eivor Menachai, it's the Chai B'Trei Avid Nara. It's where you're on two sides of a river and he can't reach it himself. If he could reach it himself, it would not be a violation of Lifnei Iver to give it to him. But when he cannot reach it himself, that's a violation of Lifnei Iver to give it to him. Dekanami, and it's Meduyuk that that's the case of the Braisa. Dekatani lo yoshit, velo katani lo yitain. It says when don't extend it to him, which implies that he can't get it. It doesn't say don't give it to him, which would imply that he could get it on his own. So Shema Minas, the bottom line is, we do see that that is in fact the rule. So let's make a second main point. The Gemara is not sure what the basis of the issur of doing business with the Ovid Chavim is. Whether it's Lo Yishama Al Picha, or whether it's Lifnei Iver. But the Gemara is sure that Lifnei Iver is only violated when he could not do the issur without your help. Lifnei Iver is only violated when he could not do the issur without your help. And that's an important klal in halacha in general, that there are a lot of shailas that come up about Lifnei Iver. If the guy is able to do the Averu without you helping him along, so then it would not be Lifnei Iver Daraisa, but it should be noted it would still be an Isser Midrabanan. There's still an Isser of Misayei Lidei Ovrei Averu. You're not allowed to help people do Averos, encourage people to do Averos, so it would still be a violation of that. But Lifnei Iver Darabanan is not treated quite as stringently as Lifnei Iver Midaraisa. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up from there at Ibayiluhu.